This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and I've got a co-host with me today because there's a lot of tie-ins with Josh Bedoris and our guest, Jake Tubbs from Tubbs Pools, and we're going to talk a lot of pools today. We're also going to talk a lot of things in the past that helps him business-wise. And, of course, this podcast helps us because businesses in our local community, they create opportunities and they mold how we work and interact with the public. And Josh, great to have you along. And Jake Tubbs, how you doing today?
Good. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you. And I know you go a long way back with him.
Absolutely. Jake, welcome to Business in Our Backyard. First, let's just start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're from, and ultimately how you got into the pool industry.
Well, I am from Fayetteville, Alabama, a little small town, and I went to Fayetteville to about my seventh grade. Or no, it was my seventh grade year, and then I went and joined you at Chillsburg because I was ready to be a champion. And, I went to Chillsburg, and I helped Dad with pools, like growing up. You know, he did the pools from, you know, through the 80s and 90s, and I always said, I was like, I'll never get into this business. I'd come home to Mama and be like, Mama, don't make me go to work with him today. And so I just learned a little bit, and then, you know, the story, we went, played baseball through college, and then when I got out, I was like, I really don't want to work for nobody, you know. So I got into being a fireman by accident when I got out. You know, I went into your field to be a teacher and not even using my degree. So Doug Blair came to my dad and said, hey, tell Jake, you know, we're hiring at Chillsburg. And so I called Doug and I was like, what's this job about being a fireman? And he's like, how's this work? He said, well, we work 24 hours and all 40. I said, hold up. I said, I can't stay awake for 24 hours. He said, no, man, you get to sleep. I said, oh, okay, well, sign me up then. And, so I started doing like the service calls and, you know, Dad already had the name, you know, he did great work. And so I was at Chillsburg being a fireman and doing the service calls and, you know, replacing liners and wasn't going to get into building pools. And then it was kind of like, it just happened, and now can't get out of the building the pools. So, you know, I've got too much invested with equipment and all that stuff.
Tell us a little bit more about your role and what it is that you do at Tubbs Pools, because I know that you have a crew. So do you actually, I mean, do you do the installation? Do you do the measuring? Yeah. Take us a little bit about what you do and what your job title is.
Well, my role mainly is, you know, yeah, I have to do the work, but, you know, I have to pull the permits, you know, I have to write the checks, make sure the bills are paid, go give the quotes for building, and then AJ does the liners and the service calls along with my nephew, Kai, which is, he's learning along the way. If I can get him out there, you know, he's learning.
Kai's a very hard worker.
Yeah, he's a good boy, too.
He is. What I know you said initially you didn't see yourself going into this, and I'm sure it's because it can be challenging at times.
Yes.
What are some challenges that you've come across and that maybe not you see every day, but in the industry?
The biggest challenge is with the schedule being a fireman, the 24 hours, I'm not able to get out there and give that quote, and then I have all that pressure on the next 2 days. I got to get all these service calls done. Quickly as possible, because, you know, people, they don't want their pool to turn green. So you're trying to get to as many people as possible, and everybody wants their pool done that, you know, March, April, you know, soon as possible. And so you got all this pressure built on you in just 2 or 3 months, and it's about impossible, you know, to get it all done. And you try not to make people mad if you can help it. And, you know, some people's just going to get mad.
I understand. My wife and I, we had our first pool season this past summer, and to say we had to educate ourselves
on
the
pool. Yeah, we sent Kai out
there. Yeah, exactly. To say we had to educate ourselves in the pool world is an understatement, and you guys took tremendous care of us. But what are, I mean, other than, you know, helping people, you know, get their pools and enjoying their summer, what are some things that you really enjoy about your job?
Well, I mean, it's just the freedom to make your own schedule, and I enjoy helping people, and I really love the feedback when people, you know, hey, we appreciate y'all, whatever, you know. And some people we don't get nothing out of, and I'm like, well, dang, maybe they're just not like that. So, but yeah, I like the feedback of people saying y'all did a good job. I really like that. That keeps me going a lot more than, man, they wasn't on time. They didn't do it. That really drives you down the ground. You're like, man, why am I doing this?
So do you guys do above the ground and in the ground?
When I first started, I was doing above grounds. Eventually once I got into the in grounds, I haven't been doing any more above grounds. We'll do 12 in grounds a year, and each one takes about a month to complete, and weather permitting, you know, if it rains, it just delays it, and then there's mud, and it's just the amount of work that really the steps that go into it. There's a lot.
I
didn't realize that, and you know, Daddy's like, you don't want to build these poles, I'm telling you. And then I'm like, no, Dad, I want to build a pole. And then finally, one of my brother's friends, Chris Ray, he took a chance on us. I was like, I begged him. I was like, man, please let us build your pole. It will be done right. I said, my daddy will be there. And then I remember
bringing in the big guns.
Yeah. So I was learning along the way with him. Then after about two seasons of it, you know, we were doing about five, and now it's, you know, it's 12, all we can do for a four-man crew, you know, and you can't get a bunch of guys because it's a specialty trade, and it's hard, you know, once you train them, you know, they're gone, and it's seasonal, so, you know, you can't afford to pay somebody, but during off season, there ain't no money coming in. You know, you got to let them go. They go find something else, and you got to find somebody else, retrain them. It's tough.
Well, guys, we're going to take a quick break and come back to our interview with Jake Tubbs of Tubbs Pools in Business in Our Backyard.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Got Jake Tubbs from Tubbs Pools joining us on Business in Our Backyard. Jake, welcome back. You mentioned that building pools is challenging, and so many different aspects. You have a wonderful crew that helps problem solve. Yes. So I'm going to give you a quick second to use the platform to shout out your crew that helps problem solve with you.
My dad, Johnny, I don't know how I could do it without him. When we're at the fire department, he's out there grinding by himself. When I don't have another helper or whatever that's kind of like high school help that's helping during the summer, he's out there grinding by himself, getting the things done, the electrical, you know, he'll do the plumbing, and, you know, there's a whole lot of small little detail stuff that you got to do to go to the next big step. And he really fills that gap for me while I'm at the fire department. And up till here recently, you know, we eventually got a pay raise at the fire department. I just couldn't justify staying there no more. So I had my 10 in for February. This February, I was going to leave about March, and I was going to put my equipment to work and just be strictly pools. But now we got this good pay raise. I'm going to stick it out one more summer and see how this goes, because I really feel like I'm neglecting the pool business because, you know, I'm there and I'm really, you know, I want, like I said, keeping my customers happy,
right,
you know, about being there.
So definitely pool season is a seasonal thing. What is the building like? I mean, I'm sure you have a short time frame to build these pools.
Yeah.
Take us a little bit through that. I mean,
through what steps of it?
Yeah.
First we'll lay it out. We'll lay it out with the customer where they want the position of the pool to be. And then, you know, we'll dig the pool. And once we dig it, we'll put the walls up. We set these cap blocks around the edge where the walls sit on, and then we have to bring in a concrete truck, which is also always challenging because these backyards are always small and concrete trucks are huge. You need 100 acres to turn that thing. And so we'll wheelbarrow, you know, the footer a lot of times, sometimes a pumper truck. And then after that, you know, we'll start the plumbing and then we'll bring in a crew. This is the only part we sub out, is a crew that come in and put the bottom in. It's a Portland sand cement. And then we'll put the liner in and then put the water in. And then after that, it's really done. We'll backfill it, let the dirt settle and all that, and hopefully get some rain on it. And then we'll form it up for the concrete and pour the concrete. And concrete, always the most stressful part of this whole thing. It don't matter how well you built the pool or anything. If a crack shows up in the concrete, the homeowner's never happy. And it's kind of out of your hands. You try to pick the best weather. You know, if the wind's blowing and it's like a dry weather, it's likely to crack, you know. And you try to put the expansion joints where you need them. And then and hope it don't crack, you know. You hope for a perfect job.
I know this is a tough question, because oftentimes we want to be where our feet are and don't think about the future. But think about this. Where would you like to see Tubbs Pools in 10 years?
Well, if I can grind that long for 10 years, we'll see. I'm 35 now. I'll be 45. My dad's 70, and he's grinding till then. I'm not sure that, man, I can grind that long if he's done it, you know. So hopefully, you know, I want to keep doing it. So my son, he's 20 months, and I want to teach him the trade, you know, give him a backup plan.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, people always want pools, and people love pools.
Man.
There's no doubt about it. So this will be my last question for you, Jake, but say not just locally, but just through Alabama, where do y'all serve and how do people get in touch with you?
Well, Google, of course, you know, you can Google Tubbs Pools and it should be on there. I'm always having to update it because Google, you know, they want a payment and, you know, make sure you're still on the list on the Google search. But mainly our business has been Chelsea, Alabama. Chelsea is booming, man. And Pell City, killing it. Them two places are just, you know, people are just swarming in there. And then Sylacauga is mainly the, you know, the service work. There's a lot of pools here. The 80s and 90s, people put them in like crazy.
I was going to ask, you have an office, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about your office, where it is, and maybe a phone number.
Yeah, our store's right here on 501 North Broadway. Christy works it, been there for 3 years now, and she does a great job. She's real knowledgeable about the chemicals. Even though I'm the pool man, I'm rusty on the chemicals. That's not where I concentrate on, you know. I'm like, you know, hey, I struggle with my own pool.
That's what good leaders do, though. They put others in positions
right.
where their weaknesses are.
Yeah,
you know,
like, you know, hey, I'm my strong points building, you know. She sells the chemicals and you know, and I know they're high. But really, you know, what we're making there is just really covering our salary. It's not just killing a bunch of money or nothing. So it's just really for the community to have a good place to go.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've always known about you and your family, being hardworking, and you talked about the firefighting part of it. I'm sure it's very hard, even though you can sleep if there's not a fire call, to work somewhere for 24 hours and then go the next 48 with your own business.
Yes. When I was at Trillsburg, they have the ambulance, and that it run mainly at night. So I'd go in doing pools the next day with maybe 2 hours of sleep and just be dragging. But, you know, I managed to get it done. I was younger then, but here at Silicar, we just run fire, and that's a blessing. We do get up at night and, you know, go cut trees, fight fire. You know, we definitely we work hard at Silicar, but that ambulance is a whole different creature. You know, that's it takes a whole day to recover the next day, and you know, and then you can actually have one day of feeling good, and then you're back at the grind again.
Well, you know, we have certainly enjoyed you being here with us on Businesses in Our Backyard. Of course, one more time, tell us how people can get in touch with Tubbs Pools. Phone number.
Well, you can call the store at 256-267-7584, or you can call me, my personal number, 256-861-8547, text or call. You know, try not to be after 9 at night.
And Josh, I appreciate you getting Jake in here.
I enjoyed this because Jake and I have a very good background of being friends. And Muck, you have been on the block quite a while, where you have seen both Jake and I grow up.
On the baseball field, I was calling games before y'all were ever even considered.
That's right.
I mean, really, I'm an old man. And of course, watched you two guys win state championships under Chad Slayton at Childersburg, and now your nephew playing at Fayetteville and doing well. And I got to tell you, I'm sure the little one is going to have a baseball bat in his hand too.
Oh yeah, I already got the batting cage ready for him. Player for the A's, but the Angels. He signed like $200 million.
Oh, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, man, that was crazy amount of money. I was like, he's. I know you 20 months. But I'm just put this bat in your hand.
That's right.
Pools will just have to wait.
Yeah, I just can't wait on the backside there.
Well, I know your experiences with him. We're gonna get out of this, but we're gonna come back and talk a little more about baseball. But we appreciate you coming today, and thank you for being on Businesses in Our Backyard. And we'd like to thank Jake Tubbs, and be sure to share this with all your friends. And, of course, give us a 5-star rating, and we want to thank you for watching and listening to Businesses in Our Backyard right here.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.